Good afternoon, magandang hapon. It is an honor for me to share my experience going together with my colleagues in ASEAN Open Universities, starting the idea of the importance of having what we call ASEAN Studies to be offered by all open universities in ASEAN region. Thank you very much. Let me start review our remembrance about ASEAN, its history and spirit behind the history. ASEAN was founded on August 8, 1967, five countries, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, and Thailand. And later, the number of the members became 10 countries, but now plus one, Timor-Leste, in the process. ASEAN intends to build ASEAN community, moving as one community involving socio-cultural, economics, political domains, and anticipating various challenges such as natural disaster, gender discrimination, impact of climate change, and global economics, etc. The founders of the countries, I think at the beginning, they didn't think about the need of having ASEAN. But in 1967, the leaders of ASEAN countries sat together and decided to have what we call ASEAN. It was great. And I think we enjoy the result of the decisions. The spirit of ASEAN, the ASEAN Vision 2020, adopted by the ASEAN leaders on the 30th anniversary of ASEAN, agreed on a shared vision of ASEAN as a concert of Southeast Asian nations, outward looking, living in peace, stability, and prosperity, bonded together in partnership, in dynamic development, and in community of caring societies. I think these words tell us that we should not think about the similarities in everything in ASEAN. Let them live and develop by their own. But to understand, I admire your statement, ladies. So we should respect each other and learn from each other and understand each other. So there should not be any conflict with us, with ASEAN. The ASEAN community communicate and interact with country members based on principle of ASEAN way. This is ASEAN way, which is characterized by mutual respect, right? Non-interference in the internal affairs of one another, settlement of differences and disputes by peaceful denunciation of threats and use of power and effective cooperation. So the cooperation should be effective for everyone involved in ASEAN countries. ASEAN is active building partnership with other countries, such as Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Canada, United States, European countries, Russia, Republic of Korea, India, China, and many other countries toward the attainment of mutual understanding, cooperation, and development. Why and how ASEAN studies? This is. Let me share with you my experience long time ago, about 8 years ago. There was an event. It was ISODEL, International Symposium of Distance Education and E-Learning in Bali. It was about 8 years ago. And some of open university leaders in ASEAN region met together in the morning during the breakfast. Namely, I have Professor Ramli from Open University Malaysia, and he represented Professor Anwar Ali, which couldn't attend the symposium at that time. And also, I met Professor Pani from SDOU. And from Wawasan Open University, Danarajan, Raj Danarajan. Another person, but important, from UPOU. So we had a very, very beautiful communication in the morning. What could we do with distance education to contribute to the development of ASEAN countries? Then we decided, let us develop an ASEAN studies. We call it ASEAN studies. Study about anything about ASEAN. And we agreed on the idea. After the symposium, we started developing our own areas in our own universities, open universities. And until 2008, on April 6, 2008, we decided to have a special event, what we call it a kick-off meeting for ASEAN studies in Jakarta, in my university. I heard from my colleagues from OUM, even Professor Anwar didn't attend the symposium in Bali, but he supported very, very much the idea of developing ASEAN studies. So we feel very strong. We will need to develop together. The idea was supported by all open universities within ASEAN region. The main purposes of the ASEAN region is to contribute the attainment of ASEAN mission in the form of university to university initiative and develop professional practitioners and academicians in ASEAN issues. The significant aspect of the program is the spirit to develop the curriculum and course materials by ASEAN scholars. We will let people learn about ASEAN from ASEAN scholars. We usually learn something from the Western. At that time, our spirit is, let us develop something and let the people outside of ASEAN, of course, including our own people in ASEAN, learn from us, from ASEAN scholars. It's not easy, but with our full spirit, I think nothing difficult. We need just time, 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 and time. The idea of offering ASEAN studies, and we will let each open universities in ASEAN region to create their own delivery systems that they consider very much very suitable for people in the region. So the intended students are not limited to ASEAN people. For example, not only ASEAN diplomats, but also to foreigners who are interested in studying ASEAN, which include diplomats, candidates of diplomats, scholars, international social workers, and anyone interested in broadening his idea or knowledge in ASEAN. All open universities in ASEAN are welcome to offer this program and contribute to further development of ASEAN studies. In the future, I believe, the program may attract other educational institutions in and outside of ASEAN countries to make collaboration with OU in ASEAN to offer the program. Ladies and gentlemen, open universities and ASEAN need to continue following the spirit of ASEAN by offering various educational programs through collaborative works. I listened to a beautiful statement this afternoon that if we work together, we will go far, 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 far away. Probably not fast. Beautiful statement. That's true. We need more than 7 years to develop this program. It has not been complete yet. Probably if OU developed by its own staff, it will finish in two or three years. But like the popular saying, if we expect to go far, far and far away, let us go together and keep it go together. We have very strong communication and strong relationship between the leaders, among the leaders of OU in ASEAN. Very, very strong, beautiful, always. And it should be maintained in the future. While when Ibu Suci asked me to write any sentences to deliver this afternoon, I'm thinking about what? I don't think that I have anything else to say. But let me, through my idea, are these programs important for ASEAN development and possible to create? Don't stop at ASEAN studies. For example, ASEAN school management. I believe that ASEAN school management is not really the same as Western country management. Because in the school, there is something unique, that is the culture of the country. In this case, the culture of ASEAN countries. If we have this kind of program, I believe at least people from ASEAN learn from each ASEAN countries how the schools manage. How Singapore, for example, moves so fast, and we consider the education has more advanced than the rest. In which part they are advanced? Probably when from different parts, Singapore also should learn from Philippines, the Philippines. Another idea is about ASEAN agriculture management or development. Here we see rice development. It's beautiful. Agriculture is not only rice. Many things else. If we could learn from Thailand and from Vietnam, for example, probably our rice development in other countries within ASEAN region will develop faster. They produce rice a lot, and Indonesia import their rice. That's good. But Indonesia also should learn from them. How could they develop rice very productively? While Indonesia is a lot bigger country. But we always import rice. ASEAN health science. Is there any health science unique in ASEAN? I believe yes. Our president of STOU is a medical doctor. Is there any unique in ASEAN about health? We have jamu, Pak, in Indonesia, jamu. Our jamu, something to drink, it's good for health. We export the jamu until United States, and they drink our jamu. Jamu, something to drink, yeah. When I was a child, every Tuesday and Saturday, I drink jamu twice a week. Three kinds of jamu. Every Tuesday and Saturday. My grandmother said that it's good for your health. Later on, drink now, but good later on. ASEAN Human Resource Development. Should we follow Western science on human resource development? Probably yes, some part of. Probably no, the rest. We need to learn ASEAN human resource development. Considering the internal conditions of the countries. For example, this is just idea. Probably the four programs not really exactly the name is like this, but probably you create another program for ASEAN. Let us live together. Let us develop together. Let us improve our life together. So learning from experience in ASEAN studies, we need long time, several years. Special efforts and very high spirit to develop and offer a new program. But we are proud of the result, of our own result, because the result of going together and work together. One great benefit of the whole process is that we experience of feelings of being in one community. ASEAN Open University, we feel that very closely together, just like a community, it's very, very strong community, contributing, clarifying, and challenging each other ideas. And together we produce something which will positively contribute to ASEAN and even more. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not young anymore. I'm 70. And I don't like traveling like when I was young. But when Professor Alfonso invited me to come to this meeting, I will go. And I decided to go, and I'm here now. The question is, are the spirit and motivation still burning in our soul and heart? Thank you very much for your kind attention.